Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Will the price of Bitcoin go up now that the fourth halving has occurred? The price of Bitcoin has so far defied warnings that restrictions to Bitcoin supply or the Bitcoin halving could trigger a raging fire sale. It's bouncing back from under $60,000 per Bitcoin last week to around $66,585 last I checked. Now, the halving is over, but what happened this time? And how does it compare with previous halvings? And of course, what could be next? Hassan Ahmed is Country Director, Singapore, at the world's leading crypto exchange, Coinbase, and he joins me live. Good morning, Hassan. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Broadly speaking, before the halving, Coinbase put out a report saying U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have reshaped Bitcoin's market dynamics by establishing a new anchor for Bitcoin demand. Has that largely panned out in terms of what you've seen post-halving?
We're in a very interesting spot where, as far as the crypto market is concerned, and we've come back from what I would call a fairly brutal year last year, and come back in a very big way, especially with this catalyst announcement of the approval of these spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. That has put a lot of buying pressure and structural market changes, as far as I can see, for the Bitcoin asset in particular and for the broader current crypto industry at large. But I think what might be helpful is maybe just to take a step back and contextualize what this halving might mean in terms of these bigger changes as well. So the way that I at least think about it is, so you have Bitcoin, the network, and BTC, the asset. And the way that the protocol is encoded is it goes through these supply reductions that are mathematically metered. And because they're enshrined in the protocol, this is a well-known, well-telegraphed event basically from the time that the protocol started out. So even though you are having these supply reductions, and these are basically block rewards that are going to miners. This block reward is called Coinbase Rewards, by the way, which is interestingly how Coinbase got its name as well.
Is that really where Coinbase took its inspiration from?
Absolutely. When we started out with Brian and Fred Ersin back in 2012, they're engineers. So that's how they wanted to name the company. Over time, as miners have come online in order to mine the Bitcoin network and earn these rewards, what we're seeing today is with these steady increases in prices over time, it's still feasible to be mining the Bitcoin network today. So what that brings us to, you know, for this year is, again, people do expect that, hey, because of this halving and the way that the last three halvings have happened, it has correlated with an increase in price. I wouldn't necessarily call a causation, but a correlation. And that's what people are expecting this year as well. But with the ETF in play, one of the mitigants, perhaps, to the whole thing from a near-term price action perspective is that has the halving been front-run? Because one, BTC is just a much better-known asset at this point. And two, because this new wealth channel has opened up in order to be able to access the spot asset in an ETF wrapper, has some of these expectations already baked in because the market is a forward-looking machine.
What would you say would be the top three takeaways then for crypto users based on what you've seen with the halving this year?
So on a long-term basis, we think it's still very early for the industry and for this asset. We take a long-term view at Coinbase. You know, we're measuring our progress in quarters, but we see this playing out over a very long term as a tectonic shift at a technology level. So I think for individual investors, the way to perhaps think about it is, you know, within kind of your framework of your risk tolerance and your time horizon and keeping that caution of not investing more than you can afford to lose, I think it's still very optimistic in terms of, you know, where this asset might go because of all the buying pressure that will be happening at a structural level. But in addition to that, there's also other changes that are happening within the crypto ecosystem as well that are adding utility on top of the Bitcoin network, which we believe is going to increase utilization and then potentially price increases as well. You should actually try to use crypto as well, not just buy it. This is as much a consumer experience as an investor experience. So you take some stablecoin, try to send money across, mint an NFT, try to play on-chain because that will actually allow you to experience the potential of this technology yourself.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Hassan, with those insights.
Thanks so much, Michelle.
He's Hassan Ahmed, Country Director, Singapore at Coinbase.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.